This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Full transparency. I want to be fully transparent. I did something last night, or was it last night? Yeah, that I have not done in years. I deleted a tweet. Okay, I just want you to know.
I deleted a tweet. Else.
What did you think I was going to say?
Know. I mean, how old is Spence?
I deleted a tweet because I noticed that I was reading Twitter, and I accidentally butt-tweeted Kay Adams, okay? I guess I responded to something she said.
How do you butt-tweet? How do you type in, hey, Kay, sorry that
that's not what happened. It wasn't, hey, Kay. It was... I guess I was walking into my house. I had been on Twitter because I was at a red light.
Uh-huh.
I put it in my pocket. I come out, and there was a tweet towards Kay Adams and someone else. It was Kay and like a football player she was referring to. And it was just like Q-R7912. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh, you can't delete that.
I have to delete it.
No, you know, it's so harmless. So this is what happened. Your little guy you got working on your little tweet searches can find anything about me, Loogie, Sal, Tiki, anybody works at the station.
Mm-hmm.
He digs up you tweeting cryptic letters to Kay Adams, and you scramble to delete it.
On Valentine's Day.
Let me ask you something.
It was last night, so it was the day before.
If that same tweet started with at Sean Morash or at Tommy Lugauer, it would be in Posted and Toasted. It would not be deleted, correct?
How would I post and toast it like just a bunch of letters and numbers?
Because it would be some random, I don't know.
Yeah. Were you drunk tweeting Kay Adams?
This was posted at 734QW by who? At Kay Adams.
So you think I should have kept the tweet then?
Tommy Lugauer.
I thought I was just deleting something that made no sense, so I got rid of it.
No. For full transparency? I would have no problem with you deleting this if you weren't the master of Posted and Toasted. I'm sorry.
By the way, speaking of old tweets, I did tweet about Mark Hendrickson many years ago. On June 17th, 2009, I tweeted, here comes former New Jersey Net Mark Hendrickson to face Alex Cora with the bases loaded.
Wow.
So I was tweeting about that former basketball player turned major league pitcher. But I did delete the tweet. I just wanted everybody to know. And I've learned based on the disgust in both of your faces that I will never delete another tweet again.
Hold on. You're tweeted Kay Adams. Did you know Evan Roberts once drunk tweeted you and he deleted it?
I didn't drunk tweet her.
I'm just going to get it out to her. No problem.
It had nothing to do. And it was to Kay Adams and somebody else. Like there was a football player that was also on it. It was at Kay Adams and at somebody else. Yeah. And it just like was a bunch of letters and numbers.
Okay.
Anyhow, so next time I will not delete a tweet. Cinco time.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, Evan, there's an issue on our show here.
Go ahead.
See, we have rules in the society, otherwise it's anarchy. Look at Sean right now.
Sean is tweeting something.
Yeah, I know that.
Hey, Kay Adams, sorry at Evan Roberts WFN deleted that tweet at you.
Sean trying to make something about himself. What else is new? What is he not wearing?
Yeah, where's your L, bro?
Oh, yeah, I got clearance from management. I'm good.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Management has no say here.
Yeah, I'm good.
What does that mean you got clearance from management?
It's a Friday.
Are you aware of somebody named The Architect?
Yeah, I'm aware of him.
Okay. You could speak to him.
Excuse me?
Speak to him.
The architect overruled our L?
He came in, so you're still wearing
it. When did he come in? I need more details.
Very end of yesterday's show.
Okay.
And he said, dude, you want to be taken seriously, you got to find a way out of that thing. And he goes, just take it off. They won't notice.
All right. Now
we won't notice.
You called people in Philly lug nuts. I think we missed the boat on you being taken
all
seriously.
Right, I'm texting him right now. Do your Cinco. I'm a little pissed off.
By the way, it is 5:08. This is the first we've noticed.
You told
Cinco de Five.
That's what he told me. Cinco de Five is brought to you by Integrity. It's also brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888-TheBenz.com.
I'm staring at my phone waiting for him to respond because I'm a little annoyed.
I'll take care of Cinco. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Cinco de Five, the five dumbest holidays that exist.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go.
You're not going to put presidents on there, are you?
Can we get through the list?
Here we go.
I haven't even gotten to the first of the five.
I mean, but it's the holiday is right around the corner.
You know there's a holiday today, right?
What is your Cinco, by the way?
Oh, I choose to skip over that.
Yeah.
What is your Cinco?
Oh, Evan, you're joining the show again? The Cinco today is the five dumbest holidays.
Okay. No, I'm joining the show. I'm upset. Mm. And I'm writing the architect to let him know I'm unhappy.
By the way,
I understand he pays the bills and makes all the decisions, but this is ridiculous.
He was right. It took you 3 hours to realize it was even off.
I'm mad at Tommy. How did you not
realize
this?
You're mad at me. I'm the one that brought it up. If it wasn't for me, I'm getting a text tomorrow, 2:00 in the afternoon. How did we forget this? So at least I realized
at
five.
You didn't realize till five.
I just realized right now.
That's fine.
I guess he was right.
I was not saving it for 5:00. I didn't realize till
five. That is fine then. If you didn't realize the way Tiki and I didn't realize, that's fine. I just was unsure if you knew about it.
It's one thing if Sean forgot about it when upper management is going over our head.
I don't like this.
No, they're out of bounds.
You know what? You know what the problem is?
What?
Tommy Lugar was present when upper management came in.
I was. And
what was said exactly?
Upper management went to Sean and said, "You still wearing this L?" Sean goes, "Yeah." He goes,
"This was yesterday."
This was yesterday, and he goes, "This is beneath you to wear that L."
Oh, that's some crap.
Which is crap because it's not. You could wear it, Evan. You could wear a Tiki. I could wear it. So why is it? What are we? Is Sean like the young child here, the youngest of the kids?
Some are calling me the future of WFAN and a generational talent.
Sean, though, that's
here's what's going to happen, and I'm pretty confident about this because I have a good relationship with the architect. Yes. He's very good at listening. We go back and forth. When I'm done with this conversation, I have the confidence that he's going to say, "Evan, you're right. I was wrong, and I'll show you the damn text message, and you're going to put that L back on."
And also, the architect or upper management never told Sean to take the L off. Sean took what was said and then got to the conclusion of, "Oh, I should just take the L off," which is classic Sean. He never actually said, take the L off.
He said, and I quote, "Just find a way out of it." I found a way out
of it. That's not a way out of it. You just taking it off is not a way out of it. You making some kind of bet or a wager
What I think is happening here is that the architect was telling you, get creative and find a way to get out of it.
And boy, did I get creative.
No, just take it off.
No, Tiki, you're right. He is a brilliant radio mind. Mm. He interned with the Howard Stern Show many years ago. He was basically challenging you to come up with something creative, and instead, you didn't. You lazily took it off your neck. So I agree with that. You know what? I agree with the architect. Put the L back on and think of something creative. Until then, you don't just get to take it off. It's a disservice to this audience. There are people watching on SNY expecting you to wear an L.
Three.
And you are disrespecting all of them. On the day I'm still talking. On the day where the Eagles celebrate the Super Bowl.
That didn't happen here.
The guy who defiantly told us they wouldn't, doesn't wear the L. Mm. Horrific.
Three people on this show for a combined 9 hours have stared at me and talked with me. For a combined 9 hours, not a single one of you noticed.
No. I
must not
notice.
Be that important.
I did notice. I just noticed at 5:00. Now, he's right. You should come up with something creative like Evan did when he shaved his beard. You came up with no creativity. You're just acting like a baby and you're sitting there and protesting.
I'll make you a deal.
Would you have the five dumbest holidays?
We're going to get to it. You don't have to wear the L for the rest of the day, okay? Mm. But on Monday, the L's back on, and in conjunction with that, you have your creative idea on how to get out of it, and we fairly will talk about if that idea is worth it.
I got it already. I don't need Monday. I don't need Monday because I'm going to forget it.
Write it down.
I'm not going to write it down. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not. You know what? If you can tell us your Aaron Rodgers prediction that's coming up in a half an hour, yesterday, I can tell you this.
We're not doing it now. We have a Cinco that we need to get to.
And we're enabling Sean by letting him
we're
get out.
We're not enabling anything.
Tiki, I'm going to talk to you. Tiki?
I don't know. What's going on?
I would like to beat Evan in that Jeopardy on Wednesday next week, and if I beat him, I take it off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Smoke that pipe.
I don't like this. I don't like the precedent that's being set here.
I don't like the precedent that's being set. And I also think you put a lot of pressure on Tiki to come up with all these trivia questions for me versus you in such a short period of time.
5 days?
He's a hardworking guy.
That's easy. Do aliens exist?
No.
You lose.
Oh, wait. No, yes, but they've never been here.
Got it backwards. All right, I'll think about it. Get to your Cinco.
All right, here we go.
Did you already play the intro?
Yeah. Sorry, no, but I set up the topic again, Sean.
All right.
Cinco de Five, the five dumbest holidays. No elongated title. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Earth Day. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it.
Why? Why is that
for every every tree we plant, we drive with a million gases going over there to do that. And for you electric car people, how much power is being pumped into doing all that? Just Earth Day is the biggest hypocrisy day walking. Stop it.
You're kind of right. Like, it negates the whole purpose of trying to protect the environment if you're only going to do it for one day.
It's an excuse for people in offices to walk down at lunch and go, look, I'm helping the environment. I'm planting a tree. My fat ass. Okay, here we go.
Number four.
I'm actually laughing at this one. I only thought of this today. Number four dumbest holiday. New Year's Day. Think about this. Why is everything shut down? Because it's literally the first day of the year? Like, what? Oh, because we're staying up late the night before? I mean, banks, schools. You know what? Then drop the ball at 8 p.m. and call it a night until they go back inside. It's the first day of the year. That doesn't mean shut everything. That's a stupid holiday.
It kind of is when you put it that way.
I agree.
There's no point to it.
I hate to agree with him right now, but I agree with that one.
Guess what? The world went around the sun.
Everybody was off last week. We don't need to be off again today. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Mother's Day. If you don't appreciate mothers every day of the year, that's on you.
I was going to say, you're getting a little dicey right there.
It's another excuse for us to purchase a card and flowers, 365 days to appreciate mothers.
Tell your mother you love her every day.
That's it.
The problem is I don't think the mothers get enough love. So that's why you have to have
that day.
What about
Father's Day?
Yeah, we don't need Father's Day.
Here we go.
Number two.
Father's Day. I'm good. You know when I have Father's Day? Every day an NFL game is played.
Yeah, right.
I don't need any other time. That's it. You leave me alone when I'm watching football, you might win Super Bowl, but that's Father's Day.
I kind of agree. That one's unnecessary.
Super Bowl Sunday is Father's Day.
Nah, he's right. All opening day in baseball is Father's Day. Every Sunday in the NFL,
we get a lot of Father's Days.
I don't need, and now I need to cook for everybody in June on a grill? No, thank you.
That one can go away. Because it's your busiest day of the year. Yep. You're not chilling at all.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's Valentine's Day. I mean, guys, if you're out there right now getting ready to go out to some fancy dinner, I'm just going to have a little message for you. You may have picked the wrong one. All right? You just bought gifts a month and a half ago. All right? You shouldn't need a special day in February to tell the person you love them. You shouldn't have to go spend $6 on a card, how much money on flowers, the chocolates, all that crap. Do you love the person you're with or not? Then you could take them to Applebee's on February 17th and be just fine. Sorry. Right. I think it's a crock holiday.
I'll surprise you with one that should be on this list.
It's just Friday. So it's a reason. You're going out anyways.
Exactly.
Now, by the way, do you realize that in 2 years, Valentine's Day is falling on Super Bowl Sunday?
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, by then we'll be on President's Day.
I don't think within 2 years we are. Mm. I think we're going to get that one Valentine's Day Super Bowl. Does that create any issues, by the way?
Here's what it would.
No. Father's Day and Valentine's Day on the same day?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. But Tiki, we are all good over here in our relationship. Tommy's good. I don't even know if his wife knows when he's home half the time. There are people out there that are getting ready to go out to dinner with somebody who cares a lot about Valentine. I'm not trying to tell people to care. If that is going to be a stressful situation, tonight I'd break up.
I agree.
They're not the one. You don't want to deal with this fight 2 years
break
now.
Break it up with her.
Why not? If they're going to give you a hard time during the Super Bowl?
It's an arbitrary holiday to tell somebody you love them. When you should tell them you love them all the time.
End that relationship tonight before you waste 2 years of somebody's life to fight on the Super Bowl.
You don't
I'm just telling you, marginalize it right now.
Yep. Yeah. I undersell. Tonight, you know what? Take a dive.
You don't have to do this, Evan, because you already don't care.
Yeah. Right. Start taking a dive tonight because in 2 years, you don't want that to be your first dive.
Why can't you just celebrate it in the morning or something or at night, Saturday night? Like, you don't have to do it at 6 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, just move it. Move Valentine's Day. Why can't we?
Some people love the dinner, the rose petals, all that stuff. Mm. And there is going to be, I'm telling you right now, somebody in 2 years is getting screwed over because they don't know how to say no to their wife or girlfriend.
Thank you, Sean.
Break up tonight.
There's one holiday I would have included that may surprise you. President's Day, which is on Monday.
Why?
Because it's stupid. I'll tell you why. First of all, people actually think it's for all presidents. It's not. It's to honor the birthday of our two greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. They have separate days that are their birthdays. Okay? It's not on President's Day.
Right.
We just got so lazy that we said, well, Lincoln's birthday's on February 12th and George Washington's birthday's on the 22nd. Let's just mix them together. They're not the same person.
Is that the origin of President's Day?
Yes.
Wow, that's lame.
We used to have, like, each day was a holiday. Lincoln's birthday, the 12th, if I'm not mistaken, and Washington's birthday, the 22nd, again, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And we combined them to call it President's Day. Meanwhile, I got news for you. President's Day is not for Millard Fillmore. President's Day is not for James Buchanan. And I'm sorry for everybody out there. President's Day isn't for the current president or the former president or Obama or Clinton or my man Dubs. It's not. It's for George Washington and Abe Lincoln. Why can't we just celebrate their birthdays like normal humans? Why did we have to combine it into one day?
Great question.
Did you know that was
I did not. I just learned something today.
There you go. I think I just made it up. What if I made the whole thing up?
It's fine. It's history that people now will regurgitate.
That's right.
False history.
That's right.
It's the existence of our country.
You're not too wrong. Right, let's get to some of your calls. There are a lot of people very upset with Sean, and we understand why. Jonathan is in Shirley, New Jersey. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you, Tiki? How's everything?
All's good, man. What's happening?
Good.
So, getting tired of Sean always breaking the rules. I mean, you agree, as a man, you agree to a deal or a bet, you got to take the L, man. Like, it's like every time he takes the L, there's an excuse why you have to take it off, why you can't wear it. Ooh, I forgot. Well, guess what? If I forgot stuff at my job, I get fired. How about we mute his mic until Wednesday when this
Jonathan.
Hey, excuse me. Am I talking to you, Sean? Or did I call the Evident Tiki Show?
Jonathan, please. Come back to us. Jonathan, you just said you'd get fired if you didn't do what your boss asked, right? So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but the boss never told you to take the L off. The boss never told you to take the L off.
Find a way out. I found a way out.
No, taking it off and not following. I got to tell you, Jonathan may be right. Sometimes you got to go to like really extreme actions. Tommy, you may have to mute his microphone.
Mm. Oh, that could be arranged. By the way,
I'm not saying do it yet. I'm saying we have to think about that because he's got to wear the L. He can't just throw it off and say, I'm not going to listen to you. Like, there got to be repercussions. And Jonathan, I think, brought up. Hold on a second. The architect is writing me back. Wow. Well, I'm not happy about this.
Why? What did he say?
No, we're going to argue.
All right. What did he say? You're going to argue with him via text message on air.
Can I read his text messages on air?
Go ahead. That's up to you.
Wow, don't pull a banana.
As I said, the Sean and Tiki Show sounds great. So just please, can Lee be a part of that?
The architect, who I do respect, said, yeah, he has suffered enough. Plus he does plus he does weekend shifts.
Text the architect back and say, it's literally the day of the Eagles parade. How could he not be wearing the L? Gosh. Of all days to be wearing it.
They've already cleaned up the streets in Philadelphia. It's over.
Stop. But you haven't had it on all day.
So what he's saying is because you work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You grind for WFAN.
Yeah, 48
weeks.
You
are a trooper.
Yep.
That you deserve not to be punished any longer.
Yeah, I already passed. 4 days was enough. Mm.
Well, here's what I'll say. And the architect could tell me no, I'm not going to listen to him. You're good for the rest of the show. Starting Monday at 2 o'clock, if the L isn't on, your mic isn't on. And I think, Tommy, will you execute that without any issues?
I will. Okay. I have experience in that.
Gives me
all weekend to make sure my agent is here on Monday.
No one wants to see him.
No, but this is also...
you keep the L, and if you just want to talk, you put the L on.
That's actually
not terrible. That's not a bad
thing. If you don't want to talk, you just take it off.
Perfect. You know what? I accept.
That's not bad.
And by the way, that's the creative way to do it.
So in other words, great idea by Tiki, but also reading between the lines, Evan is scared of me now in the Jeopardy thing. He's ducking.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll accept the Jeopardy thing. I totally have no problem with that.
I can't wait to put this together.
I accept that. And we can make the stakes even higher for all I care. But I think that the L needs to be on. Mm-hmm. And I do think that is a fair agreement that Tiki came up with. Anytime you want to talk into a microphone, 50,000 watts, the Odyssey app, L needs to be worn. Hmm. If the L isn't worn, Tommy, this is, I know you do a great job, bro. And I know I'm putting more on your plate here, but you got to glance over. If the L isn't on, mic's off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull that off?
Yeah,
for sure. Can you accomplish that?
Oh, 100%.
Tommy's excited.
I'll have Tracy work on a longer rope so it's easier to get over. And
that's a good idea. Also, you know what I'm thinking about? 3 paid weeks off is good, too. There needs to be consequences. We can't baby Sean.
No.
You baby Sean. You ever see the movie Gremlins? The more you feed it, the worse it gets?
Yeah.
That is my dear friend who I love to death, Sean Marash. Do not feed the beast.
Well, that's what's disappointing is that I think the L is a fun thing. You know, we deserve it sometimes. I'm going to get an L. I promise you that. I thought with me admitting I deleted that Kay Adams tweet, you guys were going to give me the L. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you did, I would have accepted it.
You got close.
I respect that. It's hurtful that right off the bat, you're not accepting your punishment.
It loses the credibility.
There's a legitimate debate because of the architect.
That's it.
That's all this
and
is.
And it's also not right off the bat. Right. I did it for
let's
4 days.
Let's not get offended. It's just a legitimate debate because of our boss.
No, he's wrong.
It doesn't matter if he's right or wrong.
And he just revealed to me the real reason
Sean interpreted it the way he interpreted it. So it created a debate. We've come to a solution, so we can deal with it.
We're all good with that? You have to wear the L to speak on the radio.
And then you're going
to
fight over the Jeopardy thing.
That's fine.
When the gremlin ate,
yeah,
what happened?
It would turn into like it went from the cute gremlin to like the real scary looking one.
When it ate, or was it when
it drank water?
When it fell in the water, replicated.
It's been a minute since I've seen the movie, but I'm pretty sure when you fed
what happened when it ate. I think you might be right.
Twitter will tell me, but I'm pretty sure when you fed the gremlins, it got worse.
Such a good movie back then.
Great movie.
I wonder if it holds up.
Not a Christmas movie, even though people think it is. It is not.
Christmas time, it was a Christmas movie.
So the moral of the story is that Sean Morash is a gremlin. That's what we learned from that.
Well put.
Ryan is in Tom's River. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm a mailman. I got to tell you, I'm a mailman. And I walk all day. I listen to you guys on the free Odyssey app all the time.
Appreciate you, bro.
First off, no problem. But second of all, oh, my God. I've never seen the L. I've never seen it because I'm a mailman. I'm always walking around. I listen to that great Cinco. But, dude, how do you not wear the L? I know everyone's already calling and talking about it, but I really feel like this could be a Morash movie debate just to get this settled, set and square. No architect, nothing. Just get it settled right now. Done deal. That's what I think.
The problem is, I don't think Lugie cares enough to debate Sean.
I think he does.
I think Evan cares more and wants to debate.
Oh, no. Lugie cares actually more than me. I'm showing my Tommy, how pissed off are you that he's not wearing
I'm furious because you bring up the debates. When we do the Lugie-ass debate series, I take L's like a man. When it comes to something like this, I would wear the L for a month. Sean just always gets away with stuff. And by the way, I work 6 days a week, too, so let's not start, making Sean out to be a martyr. Like, you have to wear the L.
Some work harder than others. That was that coolest big idea for me to debate Lugie?
The problem is you'd lose, because I'll admit right now I wouldn't be biased. No matter what, Tommy could fart into the microphone, I'm going to name him the winner, so you wear the L.
The audience wants you to wear the L. The audience wins, always.
Look, is right. I'm sure he's a great mailman. Just put the envelopes in the box, bro. Let us worry about that.
Come on. Come on now. Let's go to John in Oxford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Yo, guys, thanks for taking the call. Listen, I know you're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers and what his future is.
Yeah.
I want to give a little post-mortem on him.
Go.
Now, I believe his time with the Jets has affected his reputation, but I didn't really think it affected his standing historically with other great quarterbacks. But then I got to thinking, and I want you guys to answer this. I think before he went to the Jets, there's no doubt anybody would have said Aaron Rodgers was a greater historical quarterback than Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue his Jets time has put him behind Brett Favre.
It's tough because, like I explained the other day, I actually look back at the Favre era as worse than the Rodgers era, despite them winning 9 games. And I went through that yesterday. You can check it out on the Evan and Tiki podcast. I don't think the end of a player's career should negatively affect what made them great to begin with.
Right.
Just my opinion. Like, even Tom Brady, a guy I get on all the time. Like, if he threw 30 interceptions in his final year, was that really going to change what he is? To me, it doesn't.
No.
So
I don't think it does. I mean, it would have to be extended like stretch of badness to really make you say he's not that good. There's too much good in his career.
But I do admit
multiple MVPs.
But I do admit that, and you're a part of this too as a player. The guys who retire before they break down and start to not play as well, there's kind of a legend in your mind about them. Like we never saw you,
because you remember the last thing.
Yes.
Now. In Minnesota, they probably remember the bad, not even the bad Favre, because they were in the championship game.
Well, so Favre goes to Minnesota, and boom, they're in the NFC championship game, and then you saw Brett Favre, he gets hurt, he gets taken out on a gurney.
Right.
So they kind of got both Minnesota.
Yeah, they did. But the Jets, they don't get, they get the bad Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Because you remember how inept it felt at the end.
I think for me and for Jet fans, it may be more difficult when we talk about greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like, it'll be more difficult for us to rank Aaron Rodgers because we're going to have, like, a personal, hey, he sucked for us. But honestly, I don't think it should negatively affect where he was as an all-time great quarterback. Hey, when we come back, we'll all try to play the game of where will he end up. 5:38 here on The Fan. Real quick, Aaron Rodgers is no longer a New York Jet. That was made official yesterday. And now is that moment we have reached where we will all predict where Aaron Rodgers will be for the 2025 NFL season. And I will start things off because at the very beginning of the year, on January 2nd, when we returned from the holidays, I made a prediction. I was going to go to the game against the Dolphins with my son. And the prediction for the year I made was Aaron Rodgers will play his final game at MetLife Stadium against the Dolphins, and that'll be it. He'll never play another NFL game. And my thinking was the Jets were going to move on from him. So far, so good. And then there just wouldn't be a great market for him. And so I think Aaron Rodgers is going to retire. And as we sit here a month and 12 days later, I stand by that. So as we make predictions on what team Aaron Rodgers will be on, I raise my hand and tell you, I stick with what I said a month and a half ago. Aaron Rodgers will never play professional football in the NFL again. He is retiring. Tiki Barber.
I think that Aaron Rodgers wants to win, and I think he wants to go out a winner. So now while there are some teams that he could go be a bridge for, say like Tennessee, I think he wants to go try to win another Super Bowl. Now, he's probably not going to get there because he might not be good enough yet. Still at this point of his career. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to end up with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Tommy Lugauer.
In the 2024/2025 season, Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
So he's really going to follow the full Brett Favre.
Yep. 100%.
Wow. They're losing the NFC title, dude.
History repeats itself. That's not a bad guess, Loogie.
It would be it would be
stupid, but it would be kind of obvious.
I don't know why, but it would bother me if he goes to the Vikings.
Really? Why?
I think because of the history. Really? We're really living in that time warp again? Sean Morash, minus the L.
Just put another W when I'm right about this. Aaron Rodgers will be quarterbacking in 2025, the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Colin Cowherd say that the other day?
Yes.
Are you just recycling an idea from a hack radio host?
No, I don't write. I don't have writers write my material, so no, I'm not.
Like, kind of feels like it's stolen, isn't
you
it?
You kind of said yesterday you take your Cinco from stuff online. I wouldn't even know if Colin Cowherd ever said that, but it's just the idea of they're going to trade Stafford, be smart, get picks, and then sign Rodgers for you.
I don't know. That feels very that feels like a very plastic prediction. Tiki, your thoughts?
Yes, it feels like I heard that one before.
Tiki, you picked the Steelers. They're the favorite.
I know. So why would I not pick them?
No, but that's different. So the Steelers are the favorites, and there's nothing wrong with him picking that. That's what Tommy gives me crap for. Like, oh, that's chalk. Okay, well, it may be chalk.
Right, but it's also you're like increasing your likelihood to be right.
You are. Absolutely. The criticism of you picking the Rams is it seems like you just copied another talk show host. That's the difference.
I don't listen to
said. He didn't copy anybody. He just said, hey, I'm going with the chalk, the likeliest scenario.
I listen to good radio, so I don't listen to Colin Cowherd, so I did not hear it.
Well, it's all over social media, and we know you just live on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question he stole it, but we'll let him go. Yeah,
kind of like when you were copying people. Well, I remember Colin Cowherd picked the Rams to go to Super Bowl, and then Evan came on and picked them, too.
So. No, that was a coincidence.
Oh, sure.
I swear to God. Now I'm being accused of it. All right, let's get to some people that are not happy with one Sean Morash. I can only imagine how Ozzy in Woodridge feels. Ozzy, how are you?
First and foremost, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Likewise.
Happy Ozzy. Valentine's Day, Oz, to you and the missus.
Thank you. Ironic, you brought up Mike Breen on Valentine's Day. I will be going for the elusive triple bang later on tonight.
Fuck to it!
thank you. All right, keep going.
Good thing we didn't hear anything out of J.V. Loogie, because after what he said about his lovely bride a couple days back, he's going to be getting the zero bang tonight.
Yes, that is true.
And earlier this week, you tried to get scientific on why men like boobs so much. It's pretty simple.
Oh, here we go.
Because they're attached to women. That's why I like boobs so much. All
right. Ozzy's on fire. We got triple bangs, no bangs, and boobs.
Wacky and wacky.
Very good reason.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to Sean and Evan, but your boobs do nothing for me. You know, when they're attached to men, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that my boobs do nothing for you, though. That makes me happy.
But about the L, Tiki came up with a great idea. My opinion is, if a man doesn't have his word, what does a man, like, truly have? Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion. But Tiki, we were born in the same year. We were both turned the big 5-0 this year. When you were in middle school, did they make you read Lord of the Flies?
They absolutely did.
100%. So you came up with that idea.
I got the conch.
Yeah, so the L is going to be the conch for Sean, a.k.a. Piggy. So it all works out.
That's right. I think it makes complete sense. So,
Sean, do you have any idea what Lord of the Rings is?
Lord of the Rings,
I mean,
yes.
Lord of the Flies.
I absolutely skimmed it in school, did a report.
You read Cliff's notes?
Something like that. I still to this day, outside of a Goosebumps, have never read a book cover to cover.
It shows.
That is amazing to me. Yeah. And yet you expect to beat me in some kind of Jeopardy trivia contest?
Only furthering the proof. Evan,
Lord of the Flies will be heavily referenced.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I all those books I skimmed right through.
Yes. So what are you reminding me? You forgot what you wanted to remind me?
I was going to ask Ozzy, does he get his right or left hand a dozen roses today for Valentine's
Day? Very good. But where we are at with this L that Sean just decided to take off is that...
Pawn management.
No, he did not tell you to take it off. I spoke to him again.
Management. Back.
What we have agreed upon is that the only way Sean can speak on this radio show is if he's wearing the L. So, starting on Monday, I'll give you the rest of the day. It's fine. It's Friday. It's already a tough enough day. Saquon's a champion.
Plus,
I get it.
You took the L for not noticing for 3 hours ago.
What was that?
You took the L for not noticing for 3 hours.
You don't get to decide that. Tiki and Lugie get to decide it, too. It's got to be unanimous. Yeah. But anyhow, he has to wear the L to speak. Now, one thing I will agree with you on, because one thing that the architect did say is you need to find a creative way out of it. I think that wearing the L to speak is totally fine. But I have, if Tiki and Lugie are okay with it, I will accept that Jeopardy-esque trivia contest where if you win, you don't have to wear the L for this infraction. But if you do lose, you got to put it back on. And I mean, you got to extend it.
Like, no extension.
What do you mean no extension?
No extension.
Mine was, when we had pickleball last year, was if I lose, beard just stays.
Yeah.
But if I win, the beard comes off. So... why would that be any different?
Actually, wait a second. That would mean that
there was no extension of anything.
Right. You're right. Fair enough. So I will agree to those terms if you agree to those terms.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You agree?
Yep.
I agree.
Are you like twisting your fingers around so that how somehow you have a new reason to not wear the L after I whip that ass in the Jeopardy trivia question?
No, I just can't wait to take somebody who's visited presidential homes and museums and take me and my South Shore trashy education with no SATs and beat you. I can't wait.
But, okay, that the trash talk's cool. We could save that for Monday or Tuesday. You have agreed, okay?
Yeah, agreed.
If you lose... you put the L back on, no bitching and complaining.
Yeah, man. Until management tells me to take it off, absolutely.
No management. We are above management. Otherwise, we're not wasting our time.
We're doing it, Evan, because I'm going to beat your ass.
But if I beat you, I don't want to hear it. No, seriously, we're not wasting our time on the air with this unless you are agreeing to
it. Oh, boy. I got Evan upset when you get that little tinge. And I'm wasting my time.
Well, no, because, Tiki, would you want to do it if he's just the next day going to say it doesn't count?
You're not going to, like, renege on the agreement.
Yeah. No. But, Evan, just start calling yourself Kale because I got you in a blender, man.
It's actually kind of funny. I like that. All right, so Wednesday we will have a trivia contest between me and Sean. If I win, the L goes back on. If I lose, the L is gone for that infraction, okay? Yep. So if you earn the L for something else, obviously it goes back on.
Yep.
And we in agreement?
Yep. And if we're planning Jeopardy and if 3:10 Stafford gets traded to the Giants, we'll do it Thursday.
That's a great point, by the way. He's actually spot on. We got to bulletproof it in case there's big sports breaking news. It's not just a regular February. So that'll be Wednesday at exactly 4:25. You good with that?
4:25 Wednesday?
4:25 Wednesday.
Sure.
Now, I got one job for you for the weekend. Can you name it so I just don't call it this Jeopardy trivia contest? Come up with a name, please.
Yeah, sure.
What do you want to call it? You have one in mind yet?
Ginger and the Fat Man?
What? That's not repeatable.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's got to be like a trivia name.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to end up probably doing it again.
Do a
yeah.
play on words
we're
because the
franchise
L.
Franchise this thing.
This could be a series.
The L is on the line, so use the L as a play on words. You're smart. Not, you're not smart, but you're creative, Sean, so you can come up with
yes.
it. Are you smarter than a fat ass?
Okay. I thought you were creative.
Instead of, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right. We know where you got it from.
Let me get back to the calls because he's we're losing Sean. It's 5:48 on a Friday. I think he's done. I think he's mentally checked out.
Seat is in an upright position.
Let's go to Chris on Long Island. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I got a couple of quick. Before I get to my point, I just want to make a quick question on the R. I got a little something to add towards the L.
Yeah.
I think when you guys have the Morash debate or the Loogie Morash debate,
yeah.
if there's a tie, I think you need to go to Ozzy and Woodbridge for the tiebreaker. That's number one.
All right, interesting.
And then number two, I think the only way that Morash gets out of wearing the L is he has to wear a cap and T-shirt that says Eagles Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl champion, and he has to wear it to an Eagle Giant game at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, that seems fair. The problem is this guy agrees to nothing.
Right.
We've got to twist his arm just to put the L back on.
That might actually be dangerous for you.
Yeah,
also,
it would be.
It would never happen. I'm never putting anything with that stupid logo on ever.
Even if you make an agreement on it?
I'd rather wear the L for 16 years than ever put on anything.
I would make you do that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's harsh.
That's yeah. worse than Strahan saying, fly, Eagles, fly.
Exactly. What's my name, Michael Strahan?
Let's go to Zach in New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
Evan Tiki, what's up, guys?
All's good.
What's up, man?
First point, really quick for Morash. My definition of one and done would be Peyton Hillis, not Juan Soto. And then the more important thing, I have a question for you on the Bregman versus Alonzo discussion.
Yes.
If you had to factor everything in consideration, the loss of those two picks, the $1 million,
yep.
all that stuff.
Yep.
What do you think is the better deal? The Bregman or the
Pete Alonzo? Pete Alonzo. I think Pete Alonzo and Alex Bregman are not that far off as ball players. When you look at the year Bregman had last year, and you look at the year Pete had last year. Obviously, Bregman is a better defensive player. He puts the bat on ball a lot more. I get all of that. But I think Alonzo is capable of hitting 50 home runs in a season. You know, Alex Bregman could give you a nice 280,
right.
25 and 90. Like, he can have a very good year and impact you on the other side as well with his defense. But I think the upside of Pete Alonzo, people are ignoring or they're just assuming he could never do again. And then the other thing in the weeds that he mentioned that needs to be incorporated is, if you sign Bregman, you're giving up picks. When you re-sign your own player, you're not giving anything up. And by the way, Pete Alonzo makes $10 million less, and if you factor in the tax, that's really like an extra $13 million that maybe you're going to use elsewhere before the trade deadline. So to me, it's a very easy answer that the Mets were better off keeping Pete Alonzo on this contract than signing Alex Bregman on the deal he got with the Red Sox. So that's my opinion. Let's go to Al in Queens. What's up, Al?
You know, the indicator with your show is if I have to wait more than 2 hours, my question probably sucks. But I'm going to
Al, let me apologize. I'm going to give you a lot of time in all seriousness. I'm not going to cut you off, which we do for most callers. I'm going to let you say thanks, guys, and hang up. Like, this is the overnight. I promise you that. It was nothing personal. It's sometimes when I go to, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm lifting up the curtain. Sometimes with calls, it's like hitting things at the right time. And I thought this moment right now is the perfect time to talk about a quarterback that Tiki Barber has a man crush on.
Perfect.
So the floor is yours. I'm going to give you as much time as you want.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm resilient. I'm still going to ask it anyway.
Go ahead.
All right. So you guys are talking about Matthew Stafford earlier,
yes.
like 2 hours, 2 hours and like 20 minutes ago, to be exact. And so my idea.
Hold on one second, Al. I got to stop. What are you doing for 2 hours?
Oh, I got gas. I drove home through traffic. I picked up flowers for my fiance.
Hacking and walking.
I got so much done in those 2 hours.
That's amazing. That's awesome, man. Hey, by the way, congratulations. And congratulations. Best wishes to your fiance.
Yes, congrats.
Right, go ahead. You can go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So my question is, all right, and this is more for Tiki.
Go ahead.
I have two questions that I hope you at least answer the second question.
All right.
First question is, would you rather have Matthew Stafford for a third or a fourth rounder or Joe Milton III in that quarterback room?
Because it's also going to cost me something for Joe Milton. So
exactly. Well, I'm assuming it's a third or fourth. Right. I'm assuming.
Yeah, it might be a little bit later because he was a sixth-round pick, right? Fifth round?
So assuming it's the same pick, right. Let's say it's a fourth for Stafford or Milton for Stafford, who would you rather have? That's question number one.
Yeah.
And question number two.
By the way, I'd still want Matthew Stafford.
Really? And you love Joe Milton.
I do love Joe Milton, but okay. I'd want Matthew Stafford because he can win right now.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, Washington 2012, both getting Cousins and
RG3.
But okay, that's fine.
That was RG3, yeah. Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
You backed him up. And by the way, nobody thought that was a good deal until it was a good deal because RG3 got hurt and was done after 2 years.
Al, real quick, I'm going to let you continue, but first, a little bit of business. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's next on SNY. Continue until you're done. Go ahead.
And my second and final question, Tiki, you clearly hate rookies.
Not all of them.
There's got to be someone that flashes into your head when you think of rookies in your career. Who is it?
That was great?
No.
The opposite.
You can't stand.
Yes. I thought the same thing.
Will you answer that question? When you talk about rookies, there's got to be someone in your career you're thinking about. And I'm assuming it's an offensive lineman.
Okay. So, there was a couple of offensive linemen. First of all, I'll start it the other way. And thank you for your call, Al.
Okay,
Jeremy Shockey was the man.
See, we let him go to the end.
Jeremy Shockey made me actually love rookies.
Okay.
And I knew it in training camp because he almost fought Brandon Short. Actually, kind of did fight Brandon Short because he didn't want to do the rookie stuff, the rookie hazing stuff. And it was awesome. But he played that way, too. Started with the Hall of Fame game. Everybody remembers he trucked the safety, came back in bounds. He could have just ran out of bounds. He came in bounds, trucked the safety, did it. That was his whole career. Did whatever you needed. I played with a rookie. His name was Jeff Rail. And everybody got hurt that year. And he ended up playing. He might not even been a rookie. It was his first year playing.
How do you spell his last name? I'm trying to look him up. I can't find him.
Rail was R... I can't remember. A-L-E, maybe? I can't remember. Just go look at the Saints game where Joe Horn pulled the phone out.
Yeah.
Look at that game. Look at the lineman in that game. You'll find his name.
All right.
He got beat so bad in that game that he was literally crying on the field.
Oh, wow.
And this was 2000. This was years Fossil got fired, so it was 03.
03, yes.
And I felt unsafe at my position. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Jesse Palmer got sacked at least five times in that game, maybe more. Probably a lot more.
I felt unsafe at my position.
And I remember thinking, how can guys that are like this can't be in the league?
Right.
They just can't. And if I was picking one, it would be him.
Wow. Poor guy.
There's others along the line.
Do you think when he hears this, he's going to cry again?
I don't care.
I found him.
How you spell it?
R-O-E-H-L.
Yes.
Jeff Rail, I guess it's pronounced. I trust you.
Yeah, he was bad.
He literally only played in 2003 with the Giants. He was out of football, or at least out of the NFL after that.
Bad. Good guy. But he had
good guy.
Zero, I don't know, business being in the NFL.
I didn't think you would answer it. No, you did.
Why?
I don't know. Because
stuff like that is embarrassing. Like, when things like that happen, it's like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Right? Either you're not good enough. Like, why are you here? You don't want to be here. You don't know what you're doing.
Like, he cried on the field.
Rookies are dumb.
It was bad. It was bad.
I think the reason...
We had a safety. I remember Lyle West. Remember Lyle West? You remember Lyle West? He was a good kid.
He was a linebacker.
He was a safety. I think he was a linebacker in college. Played safety in the NFL. I remember the only time I ever got in a fight in training camp was with Lyle West.
Wow.
And it was 2002 or 2003, something like that. And we're in training camp. We're up in Albany, and he's coming down here, he's flying, and he just drills me.
Mm.
Like I'm a player now, and I remember Turner getting up. We got into this altercation, and I said, "Lyle, you are not making this team off of me." Meaning,
yeah.
Don't try to hurt me to make this team.
Right,
and it got heated, and so rookies don't get that stuff. By the way, I was the same way when I was a rookie. Christian Peter almost killed me when I was a rookie because I was too fast.
Mm.
Like I would never go half speed, and I kept running into him. He's like, "I'm going to rip your head off." He keep running into me like this.
Right.
So I probably even would have hated myself because you just don't get it. Like you don't understand it.
I guess.
Right. There's a business to how you practice. There's a business to how you go about your job, and rookies don't understand it. And so I've come to not be able to trust them.
I hate rookies.
That's a great call by Al. He waited 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. He got you to talk about Jeff Rale and asked a very good question about Matthew Stafford versus Joe Milton, the guy that you sort of have a man crush.
I do. But if I can't get Matt Stafford, I'll take Joe Milton.
That's your backup plan.
That's my backup plan.
If you're ranking the quarterbacks.
By the way, I think he's going to be great.
Joe Milton?
I really do.
But if he's going to be great, where's he going to be if Drake May is going to get the full opportunity and let's say he's going to be great?
I don't know. This is the Marcus Stroman situation.
Yeah. You need the opportunity.
You just need the opportunity. Like he wasn't good enough in college to be drafted high enough to be that kind of prospect.
Right.
But when you watch him play and last year when he got his chance, he was phenomenal.
Yep.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.